Thank you, Lan. Thank you. Now let us go to are there any comments or observations before we go to the draft decisions from the floor? Okay, thank you. So no, so now let us move to draft decisions. And I kindly ask the secretary to display them on screen. First of all, we have decision, draft decision 2024-3B.1. The committee expresses satisfaction with the work of the Working Party on Public-Private Partnerships, PPPs, and endorsed the report of its seventh session, ECE-CECI-WP-PPP-2023-2, held on 30 November and 1 December 2023, and thank the Working Party Bureau, Working Party's Bureau, for its guidance and the Secretariat for its support of this work. Decision 3B2.2. The committee approved the guidelines on delivering public-private partnerships projects for stable economic recovery and reconstruction in support of the Sustainable Development Goals, ECE-CECI-WP-PPP-2023-10. The committee requests the Secretariat to support the implementation and use of these guidelines through demand-driven capacity-building and policy advisory services to ECE member states. The committee also emphasized the critical importance of extra-budgetary funding for implementing the ECE-PPP standards, tools, and guidelines, and called on donors and development partners to consider providing such funding. Decision 3B.3. The committee noted with appreciation the plans to finalize work in 2024 on the practical guides launched by the Working Party in 2023 on digital transformation, green PPP procurement, and PPP and infrastructure finance. Decision 3B.4. The committee noted with appreciation the Working Party's contributions since 2022 to promoting digital and green transformations in PPPs and infrastructure in response to the 70th Commission session, Decision 69B, in addition to the two guides on digital transformation and the guide on green PPP procurement under preparation. The committee welcomed the efforts by the Secretariat to provide a new user-friendly peers digital platform for the use of member states and other stakeholders. The committee also noted with appreciation that since the Peers Digital Transfer Platform was launched in December 2023, a total of 93 PPP projects from 44 countries in 18 sectors for a total of $41.4 billion were assessed. Decision 3B.5. The committee welcomed the launching by the Working Party of five new PPP work streams in 2024 on practical guides and standards on stakeholder engagement in PPPs, gender equality and women's empowerment in PPPs, off-grid renewable energy PPP projects, climate resilience, a resilient PPP and infrastructure project, small-scale PPPs. The committee noted that these policy documents can play an important role to guide public officials in ensuring that PPPs are contributing to the SDGs. Decision 3B.6. The committee welcomed the PPP policy advisory and capacity building work carried on out since its last session, in particular the eighth edition of the UNEC International PPP Forum in May 2024, addressing topical issues such as digital and green transformations for sustainable development, economic recovery and reconstruction, climate resilience, equal access to public services and human rights-based approach to PPPs, gender equality, inclusivity, and women's empowerment, stakeholder engagement, small-scale PPPs, generative artificial intelligence and PPPs, and PPPs for road safety. The committee expressed its appreciation to the government of Turkey for hosting the forum in Istanbul. The committee also emphasized the critical importance of extra-budgetary funding for continuing its work on PPP policy advisory, advice and capacity building, and called on donors and development partners to consider providing additional funding. Do we have any comments on the above drafts? I see no comments. Therefore, thank you. The committee adopted decisions 2024-3B.1, 3B.2, 3B.3, 3B.4, 3.5, and 3B.6. Thank you. This concludes today's morning session. We will reconvene at the same room at 3 p.m. And before we close, just one mention. I think we made it on time again. The cafeteria, you can go quite easily. You take the elevator, which is in the back. You go to ground floor, floor R, and then you go out from the door and you just have the cafeteria. You don't have to go all the way back through the building, okay? So it's quite easy. Thank you very much. I see you at 3 o'clock.